Welcome back. This is Mark Steiner. We're about to talk to Tracy Lingo, organizer for Unite Here Local 7 in Baltimore, and William Keyes, cook for Aero Service Group at the BWI, who is currently on strike. And Tracy and William, welcome to the program. Good to have you with us.
Hello, Mark. Thank you for having us on.
Oh, no. As soon as I heard about this yesterday from Mark Gunnery, one of my producers, then I said, you know, they're having this conversation on the air with you all, at least for a minute, to hear what's going on. So, Tracy, let me start with you, then we'll go to William. What is going on? What's happening today?
My name is William Keyes. We're all here today going on strike because we are fighting for a fair process of the union at the airport because our jobs don't pay as much as they should. Nobody can maintain a living wage. Four or five people lives in at least one apartment. And at the end of my paycheck, to pay them all my bills, I have to at least have at least $40 to get me through the 2 weeks until I get paid again. And we're all trying to, we just want to express ourselves out here today and say that we have a voice and that we are the workers. The workers make the money for the company, and without us, there is no company. That's all we're really here to fight for today.
So you all are in Annapolis today at the Board of Public Works meeting being held, and then is that where you're starting off today?
That is where we're starting off, but interestingly, we had signed up to be on the public speakers list for the Board of Public Works meeting, and very strangely, it was canceled. We found out late last night, and so we decided to come to Annapolis anyway to bring our message to the governor, and we just had about 60 airport workers and other union members from Baltimore that went in to attempted to speak to Governor Hogan, and we were denied entry to the State House. They did send out a representative to speak with us, and the striking workers were able to speak with her and deliver the message.
And what's the message?
You know, I think the message really is that this is our state-owned airport, and these jobs are really failing Baltimore City. I think particularly in the crisis that our city has gone through in the last couple of months, obviously, a huge piece of that is that there's not the access in Baltimore to good jobs, and the state-owned airport could be a real catalyst for people in Baltimore having jobs that do actually sustain them and sustain their families. 83% of the workers who work at the airport live in Baltimore City, and so one of the things that we delivered today to the governor's representative was a report on racial inequality that we did about the airport that shows that the jobs there, although the workers are predominantly African-American, those African-American workers get stuck in the lowest paid jobs in the airport, jobs that often, the median wage at the airport often leaves people below the poverty line for a family of three.
There was an article about a year ago this time, maybe a little bit less than a year ago, by Michelle Chen in The Nation magazine, that with the title of the article was "Why Are Black Workers Relegated to the Lowest Paying Jobs in Baltimore's Airport?" So what are the wages? What are people making? What's the situation?
You want to comment on that?
William, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, I make $9 an hour.
Uh-huh.
And I'm a line cook at a Mexican grill. And we have quadrupled our revenue in the past 5 years. And no one here can actually pay their bills. And we only make little. Like, we're waiting until January to actually get our raises. And we're supposed to Ben got our raises. I'm supposed to have a raise, but all the companies are, well, I would say selfish, but it's a way of saying it, and we all here fighting, trying to better ourselves, but that's all I'm trying to really.
And so you work a 40-hour week?
Yes, I make 40-plus hours a week.
So, I mean, 40-hour, I mean, $9 an hour before taxes, that's $360 a week.
Yes.
I want people to hear that because I want people to imagine living on $360 a week.
Exactly. That's exactly the problem. And I think what we're saying...
For grown-ups,
exactly. For people that are supporting families. And we're trying to say at our state-owned airport, we should be doing better.
And are you also, Airmark, the company that owns the franchise? What's the name of the company?
No, the name of the company that runs the concessions program at the airport is called Air Mall.
Yes.
There used to be one single company that ran the whole airport, and that was a much better situation for workers. 10 years ago, Ehrlich subcontracted out the airport, and what he did is create this mall management company called Air Mall, that now leases to 42 different companies, including Aero Service Group, which is the company that William works for, which has really created a race to the bottom in terms of the jobs. We've really seen, honestly, when you're talking about that $9 an hour wage, we were seeing workers make that or more 10 years ago.
So where do you all go from here? And what percentage of workers are part of the union right now?
Right now, there are two other companies at the airport that are union. It's about 150 workers out of 800. And both of those companies have organized through a card check neutrality process where the company agreed to be neutral. And that's the same process that we're asking for today from Aero Service Group that the company has refused to give. And that's obviously important because, you know, there's a group of really strong, dedicated workers out on strike, but we know there's a lot of workers who want to be out here with us who are, frankly, frightened for their jobs. Would you say that's right, William?
Yeah, I would say that's right. I think we all should have a decent wage as in pay, but it seems that all jobs are lowest paid at the airport. Aramol has been doing this for a while. Like they lowered the poverty line at the airport in the past 10 to 15 years. I'm a line cook, and I should make around like $13-14 an hour coming in, and I don't even make $10 an hour. So
that's well,
back then, before Aramol, everything was better than what it is now.
So we only have like a minute or so left, and I'm just very curious here. Could the Board of Public Works demand that the unions have this, that be able to have that vote secretly or whatever? You know what I'm saying?
What the Board of Public Works could do that many other airport facilities have done is to say that companies need to have a policy of labor peace, basically that they need to work out a fair process with the union. And what that would do is protect the state from having the kind of labor dispute that we're having now where workers have walked off the job at BWI, which is obviously very important to our whole state economy. So the Board of Public Works could do that, and Aramol, the company that runs the airport now, could require that of all the companies that lease from them. The state has so far refused to do that. Their opportunity to do that would be to put the Aramol's contract out to bid at their earliest opportunity, which is in 2017, and that's what we're here today to ask them to do, is to open up the bid and allow other companies to bid, both on what would be a better, make more money for the state, but also what would be better conditions for workers, which could include labor peace, a higher minimum wage for the airport, and also worker retention, which is really important because as it is now, when these companies lose their lease with Aramol at the airport, workers face being completely kicked out of the job when a new contractor comes in. Many other states, like LAX is a really good example, they require that if workers get laid off from one contractor at the airport, the new contractor that is coming in hire those workers, at least give them an opportunity to prove themselves. And that's something that would really benefit the workers at the airport at BWI.
Well, let's keep following this. We look forward to having you on, and maybe we can get both folks from the Board of Public Works and from the airport as well to come on and kind of wrestle with this with the entire public. Tracy Lingo is organizer for Unite Here Local 7 in Baltimore. William Keyes is a cook for Aero Service Group at BWI, who's currently on strike, and one of the lead members of the union. Tracy and William, thanks so much, and good luck, and we'll keep posted.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And on our way to break here, we'll be right back. We are hearing some more Kendrick Lamar, ADHD. He was born on this day in 1987. Stay with us as we see what's happening in the Dominican Republic with the disenfranchisement, denationalization, and perhaps deportation of over a quarter million Haitians and Haitian-descended people in the Dominican Republic. Stay with us. Relevant for a real street. Yep, her president is black. She black, purple label on her back. But that dab is like blue. She take it straight to the head. Then she look at me. She got ADHD.